Part 1. In the beginning. Conception. 1. Prep work. Some pregnancies are a surprise. If you're one of those women who woke up feeling queasy, took a pregnancy test on a whim, and were shocked to see the second pink line show up, congratulations. Please skip ahead. But for a lot of us, we're thinking about getting pregnant long before it actually happens. I met my husband in college in 2001. We got married in 2006. Our daughter was born in 2011. I won't say I spent the whole 10 years thinking about a baby, but I, and later we, did make a lot of choices with at least the long-term plan of having a family. And as I approached 30, and pregnant friends started popping up here and there, I thought a little more seriously. I wondered if there was something I should be doing in advance, even before we started trying to get pregnant. Should I change my diet? My doctor did once suggest I should cut down on coffee, just so it wouldn't be such a shock to reduce when I was pregnant. Was that really necessary? Mostly, I worried that I was getting old. 30 is not actually old in pregnancy terms. Advanced maternal age is reserved for women over 35, and you wouldn't be faulted for thinking that 35 was a sharp cutoff. I read one paper once that referred to eggs as best used by 35. Thanks, it's really helpful to know my sell-by date. But of course, 35 is not a magical number. Biological processes don't work like this. Your eggs don't wake up on the morning of your 35th birthday and start planning their retirement party. Starting pretty much the first day you menstruate, your fertility is declining. Your most fertile time is in your teens, and it goes down from there. 30 is worse than 20, and 40 is worse than 30. But of course, there are other factors that push you in other directions. I certainly wasn't in a good position to have a baby in my first year of graduate school at 23, and the truth is that I'd probably be in a better position at 35 than at 30. It wasn't the only consideration, but I did wonder about how fast fertility declined. My doctor didn't seem worried. "You're not 35 yet," she said. But that wasn't quite the detailed reassurance I was looking for. I went looking for reassurance, or at least information, in the world of data, in the academic medical literature. As I expected, there was an answer. It just wasn't quite what the over 35 retired egg story would have suggested. The main research on this uses data from the 1800s. It's old, but the technology hasn't changed much. Here is the idea. Prior to the modern era, couples would pretty much get down to business right after the wedding, and there were limited birth control options. So you can figure out how fertility varies with age by looking at the chance of having children at all for women getting married at different ages. Researchers found that the chance of having any children was very similar for women who got married at any age between 20 and 35. Then it began to decline. Women who got married between 35 and 39 were about 90% as likely to have a child as those who got married younger than 35. Women who got married between 40 and 44 were only about 62% as likely. And women who got married between 45 and 49 were only 14% as likely. Put differently, virtually everyone who got married between 20 and 35 had at least one child, compared to only about 14% of those who got married after 45. You may or may not like to draw conclusions from such old data. People live longer now and are healthier longer. It is certainly possible that as longevity and health increase, women will remain fertile longer. Even if you do take this data at face value, the reduction in fertility is not as dramatic as you might have feared. The 35 to 39-year-old group is only slightly less likely to have children. The major drop in fertility is not until after 40, and at least some women over 45 in this data did conceive, this in an era well before in vitro fertilization, IVF. Contemporary data looks fairly similar, perhaps even somewhat more encouraging. Researchers in France